Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 51, Perverted Expressions of Mellows. Rasa Abhas, or incompatible mixtures of mellows, may be classified as Uparasa, or false expression, Anurasa, imitation, and Uparasa, perverted or misrepresented mellows. There is the following statement by an impersonalist who had just seen Krishna. When a person has passed completely from all contamination of material existence, one relishes a transcendental bliss of being established in trance. But as soon as I saw you, the original personality of Godhead, well, I experienced the same bliss. So this perverted reflection of mellows is called Shanta Uparasa, or a perverted reflection of mixed impersonalism and personalism. There is another statement. Wherever I am glancing, I simply see your personality. Therefore I know that you are the uncontaminated Brahman effulgence, the supreme cause of all causes. And I think that there is nothing but you, Krishna, throughout this cosmic manifestation. This is another example of Uparasa, or a perverted reflection of impersonalism and personalism. When Madhu Mangala, an intimate friend of Krishna, was dancing before Krishna in a joking manner, no one was paying any attention to him. And so Madhu Mangala jokingly said, "My dear Lord, please be merciful upon me. I am praying for your mercy." So this is an example of Uparasa in fraternal affection and neutrality. Kamsa once addressed his sister Devaki, "My dear Devaki, having seen your dear son Krishna, I think that he is so strong that he can kill even wrestlers as strong as the mountains. So I will have no more anxieties about Krishna, even if he is engaged in a terrible fight." This is an instance of Uparasa in a perverted reflection of parental love. In the Lalita Madhava, Srila Rupa Goswami says, "The wives of the Yajnika Brahmanas were all young girls, and they were attracted to Krishna in the same way as the gopis of Vrindavana. And out of their attraction, they distributed food to Krishna." So here, the two devotional mellows are conjugal love and parental love, and the result is called Uparasa in conjugal love. One of the friends of Srimati Radharani told her, "My dear friend Gandharvika Radha, you were the most chaste girl in our village, but now you have divided yourself and are partially chaste and partially unchaste. And this is all due to the influence of Cupid upon you after you saw Krishna and heard the sound of his flute." This is another example of Uparasa caused by divided interests in conjugal love. According to some expert learned scholars, the feelings between lover and beloved create perverted reflections of mellows in many ways. The gopis have become purified by Krishna's glance, and as such, Cupid's influence is distinctly visible on the bodies of the gopis. Although in the material sense, the glancing of a boy at a girl is a kind of pollution, when Krishna threw his transcendental glance at the gopis, they became purified. So in other words, because Krishna is the absolute truth, any action by Krishna is transcendentally pure. And after Krishna chastised the Kali and Naga in the Yamuna River by dancing upon his heads, the wives of Kaliya addressed Krishna, "O dear cowherder boy, we are all only young wives of this Kaliya Naga. So why do you agitate our minds by sounding your flute?" The wives of Kaliya were flattering Krishna so that Krishna would spare their husband. Therefore, this is an example of uparasa, or false expression. A devotee once said, "My dear Govinda, here is a nice flowery bush in Kailas, and I am a young girl, and you are a young poetic boy. So after this, what more can I say? You just consider." This is an example of uparasa caused by impudence in conjugal love. Once, when Narada Muni was passing through Vrindavan, he came to the Bandira Vana forest and saw in one of the trees the famous parrot couple that always accompanies Lord Krishna. This parrot couple was imitating some discussion they had heard upon Vedanta philosophy, and thus they were seemingly arguing upon various philosophical points. And upon seeing this, Narada Muni was struck with wonder, and so Narada began to stare without moving his eyelids. This is an example of anurasa, or imitation. And when Krishna was fleeing from the battlefield, from a distant place, Jarasandha was watching Krishna with restless eyes, and Jarasandha was feeling himself very proud. Being thus puffed up with his conquest, Jarasandha was repeatedly laughing. This is an example of uparasa. And so, everything in connection with Krishna is called ecstatic devotional love, although it may be exhibited in different ways, sometimes in right order and sometimes as a perverted reflection. And according to the opinion of all expert devotees, anything that will arouse ecstatic love for Krishna is to be taken as an impetus for transcendental mellow. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta summary study of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Concluding words. Srila Rupa Goswami concludes by saying that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is very difficult for ordinary men to understand, and yet he hopes that Lord Krishna, the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead, will be pleased with his presentation of this book. By rough calculation, it is estimated that Srila Rupa Goswami finished Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Gokula Vrindavan in the year 1552. While physically present, Srila Rupa Goswami was living in different parts of Vrindavan, and his headquarters were in the temple of Radha Damodar in the present city of Vrindavan. The place of Rupa Goswami's bhajan, execution of devotional service, is commemorated still. There are two different tomb-like structures in the Radha Damodar temple. One structure is called his place of bhajan, and the other his body is entombed. And behind this very tomb, I have my place of bhajan. But since 1965, I have been away. The place, however, is being taken care of by my disciples. And so, by Krishna's will, I am now residing at the Los Angeles Temple of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This purport is finished today, the 30th of June, 1969. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. And so, Nirantara Dasa, completes his narration on the 30th of April, 2021. Om Tat Sat.